For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill, your Central Minnesota Cattle Update for today. As you broadcast from St. Paul and the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff. A look at cattle today. April live cattle up 92.5 cents at 118.97. June increasing 37.5 at 105.27. April feeder cattle up 2.5 cents at 138.75. May feeder cattle increasing 42.5 at 140.67. May lean hog futures up $1.95 at 69.85. Your June lean hogs up $1.77 at 78.52. So look at some live cattle, feeder cattle, and lean hog futures for today. I mentioned St. Paul Dairy Day on the Hill in St. Paul. Minnesota Milk and their members and many others. Over 70-plus individuals on hand at St. Paul today. We spoke to Dr. Maureen Bozick of the U of M. He also works with Minnesota Milk in regards to the MPP program, which is featuring changes this year, which are going to benefit dairy farmers.
MPP has been dramatically changed with the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2018 in early February. I'm looking at the most recent forecast for a farm with production history of 5 million pounds. They could be net gain from MPP could be over $12,000 this year. If we could have all the producers in Minnesota sign up, the money flowing into our state could be of the order of $30 to $50 million this year. That would be a substantial help in this difficult farm, especially for our family farms.
Bozick says there is an advantage for farmers as they already know February and March will show a payback when it comes to the program.
We already know that you are going to get almost a dollar per hundredweight for February. We already know with very high degree of certainty that March is going to pay out big time, over a dollar per hundredweight for the first 5 million pounds. Whereas in previous years, MPP was somewhat of a gamble and perhaps an unfair gamble because it was overpriced relative to what the forecast was. This year it's different. Typically, I would say to producers, wait until the last moment to make a decision. This year, my advice would be wait until FSA gets their payment software in place and then sign up, or at least take a very close look whether this works for your dairy farm. Whether this corresponds to your values, whether you feel comfortable doing this, and you could substantially improve your bottom line with MPP this year.
Your Central Minnesota Cattle Update for today. I'm Chasm Radio Farm Director Joe Gill.